Hello and welcome to EVA India Insights podcast. I'm Pallavi, your host for today. And as part of our Cybersecurity Awareness Month series, in this episode, we will be focusing on AI and DPDPA, Navigating Ethical Innovation and Data Privacy for Children, a theme that is foundational to ethical and responsible innovation. As we all know, artificial intelligence has the power to transform education, businesses, and society. But it also raises critical questions about ethics, governance, and the protection of vulnerable groups, especially children. With India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act setting a new benchmark for data privacy, organizations must learn to balance opportunity and with responsibility. To explore with this important topic, we are joined by Lalit Kalra, partner of cybersecurity and data privacy leader of EY India, who advises businesses on building trust, strengthening governance, data privacy, and embedding ethics into AI adoption. Lalit, it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Pallavi, for having me here. It's exciting to talk about the topic that's very close to my heart.
Lalit, thank you. To begin with, how can organizations strike the right balance between leveraging AI for innovation and ensuring compliance with India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act?
Now, so today, in today's world, organizations are trying to leverage AI for everything that's possible, wherever it is a possible, wherever automation can be done, that's where organizations are trying to utilize AI use cases. And as it goes further, there is a lot of personal data which gets consumed by the AI platforms. There is a lot of autonomous decision making that happens, and there is a lot of personal data which gets processed. Now, to tackle the fact that how can an organization strike a balance between leveraging AI for innovation, DPDP gives us some basic checks that organizations can take to ensure transparency, security, and compliance. So the first is embedding privacy by design into AI systems. Privacy by design as a concept allows an organization to consider privacy at the start of any process or system which is getting built. And by embedding privacy by design into AI systems, it helps them to integrate privacy principles like data minimization, purpose limitation, and transparency into the architecture of AI models from the very start itself. The next step which an organization can take is establishment of a robust AI governance framework. Organizations are today utilizing AI, but very few are taking steps to govern that. And therefore, implementing centralized governance across the AI lifecycle to identify security risks, to identify model risks, and therefore including consent management, risk management, and algorithmic accountability would help the organization go a long way in balancing this aspect. The third piece is modularizing your consent and transparency mechanism. Organizations should move beyond generic I agree buttons by offering tiered consent options for core functions and optional features and future R&D. Last but not the least, strong collaboration across legal function, technology, and compliance team would help an organization to strike the right balance between innovation and compliance.
Thank you, Lalit. Now, pivoting to the AI aspect, do you see AI as an enabler for stronger privacy protection, or does it mostly introduce new risks?
So like with every new technology, there comes some risks. However, I view AI as a positive force that can significantly improve the efficiency and accuracy of our work. Like I said earlier, like any new transformative technology which adds efficiency and productivity, it brings forth some risks. But It requires well-defined guardrails to ensure responsible and safe adoptions. And some of the use cases that can be considered by the organizations is smarter consent and transparency tools. With AI-powered interfaces, organizations can simplify privacy notice, personalize consent options, and give more control to users. AI can be used to automatically detect risks and compliance monitoring. Essentially, continuously monitoring data flows, flag anomalies, and automate privacy activities. Last but not the least, embedding privacy-enhancing technologies. AI can enable advanced privacy-enhancing technologies like differential privacy, federated learning, and homomorphic encryption into the lifecycle, thereby giving organization an opportunity to upskill and upscale their privacy program and manage the risks which are coming out of the AI adoption.
Thank you, Lalit. Now, with the DPDP Act placing a very strong emphasis on protecting children's data, what specific challenges do you see for the education and the edtech sectors?
Given the volume of children's personal data handled by the education and edtech sectors, it is essential for these organizations to prioritize robust security safeguards. Key areas that demand focused attention include: edtech platforms must obtain explicit and verifiable parental consent, especially for children's data. This is a mandatory requirement under the Act. The edtech and the education industry can redesign and relook at the personalization engines, the marketing flows which they are currently using, and analytics models and algorithms to align with the purpose limitation and data minimization principles, thereby giving a more compliant analytics and marketing function. These organizations should invest in privacy by design training, awareness sessions, and workshops to build internal capacity and have a culture of privacy within the organization.
Thank you, Lalit. Now, how can AI-driven learning tools be designed to protect children's privacy while still enhancing their education learning experience?
So AI-powered tools are really changing the game when it comes to monitoring. They allow for more efficient tracking of specific requirements and can dynamically adjust to meet individual learning needs, making the experience both smarter and more personalized. They can help in providing dashboards and consent mechanisms that allow teachers and guardians to monitor, approve, or restrict data usage, thereby enhancing trust and accountability while supporting safe learning environment. Secondly, AI can tailor content as per individual's learning style, language needs, and accessibility requirements, especially for children with disabilities or in underprivileged communities, while ensuring fairness and avoiding any biases which comes with AI.
Thank you, Lalit. Now, our listeners also would like to know, what does trust by design mean in context of AI, and how can organizations embed this principle from the very beginning of the product development?
That's an interesting question, Pallavi. So trust by design is a proactive philosophy where trust is not added as a compliance checkpoint later, but is embedded from the very start of AI system development. This is aligned with the concept of privacy by design that I talked about earlier. Organizations can achieve trust by design by adopting responsible AI frameworks with cross-functional teams and building explainable and bias-free models to ensure that AI utilization within the organization is in line with the regulation, as well as help them strike a balance between innovation.
Thank you, Lalit. Now that we've addressed the challenges and the trust by design concept, could you also share some practical steps or best practices for aligning ethical AI development with DPDP compliance?
It is a journey that organizations have to take to align the ethical AI development in line with DPDP. And the first step that an organization should undertake is to undertake a AI risk assessment to determine where do they stand today and baseline themselves. Depending on the outcome of the risk assessments, the organizations can implement consent mechanisms to make the users and data principals aware about the data which is being collected and whether it is being used for AI development or not. The organizations can assess the tools and technology feasibility based on data principals' right response mechanisms. They can follow the principles of data minimization and purpose limitation. What goes a long way in for organizations is establishing cross-functional teams for AI and privacy governance, which ensure that there is adequate training and awareness. And last but not the least, embedding privacy by design into the AI development lifecycle ensures that organizations are able to create a privacy-aware culture and privacy-compliant AI solutions.
Thank you, Lalit. Now, beyond regulatory requirements, how can organizations adopt a more conscience-driven approach towards AI governance?
So a conscience-driven approach means more than compliance. It refers to developing a model where ethical responsibility, human-centric values, and long-term societal impacts are embedded into design, deployment, and the oversight of AI systems. Now, there are frameworks which guide on ethical AI governance, such as AI C2C, conscious to conscience, which essentially has three phases. AI conscious adoption, which essentially talks about awareness and controlled experimentation. AI plus human intelligence collaboration, which talks about ethical co-creation along with oversight. And AI conscious governance, wherein autonomous systems are utilized with embedded ethical safeguards. Organizations can adopt one of these frameworks to ensure that AI governance is managed well within the organization.
Thank you, Lalit. Now, lastly, what role do leadership, culture, and awareness play in shaping this transition from compliance to conscience?
From compliance to conscience is a maturity journey. It's like from reactive compliance actions to proactive, thoughtful, conscious decisions during the development of any model or systems. Leaders can demonstrate this by championing responsible innovation. They can embed trust, fairness, and accountability into strategic decision. And this approach requires a culture that values transparency, inclusivity, and reflection. Awareness is required at all levels within the organization to make ethical use of AI as a default way to operate.
Thank you, Lalit. Thank you for joining and sharing your insights on navigating the intersection of AI, ethics, and data privacy. Our key takeaway from this conversation was building trust, especially when it comes to children's data and education, because it's the heart of responsible innovation.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of this episode. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to the special Cybersecurity Awareness Month episode of EY India Insights podcast. Stay tuned for more conversation on the future of trust in a digital world.